Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, where we walk by faith and not by sight through and to the process of there. That there place is the place that God calls us to, that we will always be going to in the process of until he cracks the sky. It is a place where we're being shaped, made, place where we've been imparted into, the place where we see God's power, his love, his demonstration, his truth, his instructions revealed to us. He reveals himself unto us. It's the place of our making. And that there place is a place that will continually always be, as I said before, because it's the place where we're being made line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. And this place is the place where God sits and we allow his will to be done as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we allow the word of God to prove us and refine us, stretch us and make us. We are made into more of his image. We are made more like him. And so we love it because God chooses unlikely people. He chooses them for his pleasure, for his call, for his purpose and his plan. And he chooses them so he can get glory out of their lives. We have been chosen by God, chosen for him. And as we allow him to use us, somebody else's life is going to be changed. Somebody else's life is going to be imparted into because they're going to see the salt of Jesus Christ in us, the light of who he is in us, the love demonstrated, and we are going to be that vessel that someone else can live, receive life by, encouragement by, hope by, strength by, be led to Jesus Christ. We might plant the seed. We might bring in the harvest, but we're going to be that which is necessary because God is going to allow us to be that person, those individuals, that church that is going to touch someone else's life and bring them to the reality that Jesus loves them and that he paid an awful price for them and that he doesn't care about where they are, what they've done, but his blood can wash away every sin, everything in their life, past, present, and future, and give them hope that they've never had and write their names into the Lamb's Book of Life, make them part of his godly heavenly kingdom and make them children of his and give them what they never could get themselves outside of him. And so it is amazing, and I thank God that he chose me and that he's still working on me and working on us for his glory. We have been looking at unlikely places of blessing in this part of our series, unlikely places of blessing, where God will use a place that doesn't look like he's going to bless or he's even there or he's showing up, and change that thing and turn it around for your good and your favor. Bless you, your household, and a nation just because you trust him, obey him, and believe him. And we've been looking at many, many people. We're going to finish up the book of Ruth this week, and next week we'll be starting on a series of faith. We're going to start a series of walking by faith, and we're going to look at people in the Bible who walked by faith, believed God by faith, and the results of faith, and how faith is necessary because we can't please God without it, but our faith walk is costly. It's going to cost you something to stand in faith, to believe God for something that is seemeth impossible but will come and manifest in your life and in the place or the individual's life that you are praying for. So we're going to be dealing with faith for a while and seeing what the Lord says about faith, and we're going to see God do some awesome things in our empowerment. So we're going to go back to Ruth today, and hopefully we'll finish up this book tomorrow. We're going to finish it up tomorrow because next week we're going to start our faith series, and we're going to hear what God has to say. This book has been very encouraging and empowering, especially because it allows people who hope and wait on God to see that God has not forgotten. This is true for Naomi, and this is true for Ruth. Ruth sacrificed her own self, her own life, to be a blessing to her mother-in-law. And as she is, God blesses her in return. We see that Boaz repeatedly demonstrated God's compassion towards Ruth. He went beyond the letter of the law. He allowed Ruth to glean, but also to supply her with food. So he did more than what the law said. Here, when we see this, when we're looking at Boaz in comparison with the law, we see that he only functioned in a godly principle. He functioned in a godly principle, and this can only happen because he was willing to live a righteous life, and he was willing to live according to what the Word of God says, because he could have only done what the law said, but he went beyond the law and he showed the compassion of God to this woman. Boaz calls Ruth over for lunch when he's out there gleaning. He talks to her and he gets her to eat with them. He gets her to sit down with his reapers, and he gives her food also. So he's just not calling her over there. He's being kind to her. He's showing her compassion. And there's no hidden agenda or motive behind what he's doing. He's honoring the fact that she honored one of his relatives and that she gave up what she could have had, because she could have stayed in her own country and married someone there, but she didn't. She gave up her freedom, so to speak, her will, to now embrace something that really was not her responsibility. Her husband was gone, and she was free to go and live, but she wanted to make Naomi her mother-in-law, her family, her God, her people, her land. So she did this knowing that she was going to give up some things, but not knowing the outcome, but God did. God knew the outcome. When Ruth went back to work again, Boaz tells the men again, he tells them, he says, let her glean right among our sheavers, our gleaners. Let her be right there with them. Drop some sheaves, drop some grains of wheat, some barley, break it off and do it on purpose so that she can pick it up and make no remarks about it. At the end of the day, after Ruth had finished gleaning all the barley, and she began to beat it out, she realized that she had more than what she was supposed to. So when she went and she told Naomi about what she had done and showed her how much she had, Naomi started asking her questions, and she wanted to know where she gleaned, whose field it was. And when she began to tell her this, Naomi became alive with hope. She became alive with hope because she realized that God was still being gracious to them, that it was not what she thought in her mind. And that's why you have to be very careful about what you say and what you think and your attitude when you're in a hard place. Because even though you can't see the hand of God, if you have a word over your life, God is moving. And you might not see it right then, but your trust in him and your faith in him says, God, you won't leave me, you won't forsake me, you're going to do something on my behalf even though I can't see it. So my praise is, I trust you, I'm going to worship you and adore you because I believe that you're going to work this thing out for my good. It's going to turn around in my favor. You will not allow me to be destroyed at this place, or my demise won't come at this place. You're going to turn this thing around, and I'm coming out as pure. So you have to be very careful about that. Once Ruth told Naomi all of these things, Naomi prayed and asked God to give husband a rest to Ruth. That was one of the things she said in the first chapter. And so now she's seeing the desires of her heart being fulfilled. She's seeing God be good to them. Naomi wanted Ruth to basically get rest. In other words, not to be worried or upset about her future, and God is doing this for her because God is faithful. And Naomi wanted Boaz to be the person that Ruth was going to marry. So she now sets in motion what necessarily needs to happen and how she needs to proceed. It wasn't enough that Naomi's heart was that she gets a husband. She now starts to move on what her heart's desire. She gives instructions to Ruth, and Ruth follows the instructions. It's not enough for us just to say God's going to bless us. We have to follow the instructions and do some things. And so Ruth now is following the instructions that is given to her by her mother-in-law. She tells her exactly what to do. She tells her to go and take a bath and put on perfume and put on her best garment, which was normally something, an outer garment that was nicely designed that they only wore for special occasions. And she tells her to go down because at this particular time the harvest has come. Boaz has told Ruth before this, don't glean in anybody else's field. You're going to be safe here. Stay here until we harvest this field. They've harvested the field, and now he's down getting the harvest ready, and he stays with it all night long because he has to protect his grain. He has to protect it from people that might come and steal it. So he's there gleaming, and it's a time of celebration. He's drinking a little bit, and so Naomi tells her, go down there at night. And when you go down there at night, wait to see what, after he eats his supper, wait to see where he lays down. And when he lays down, lift up his garment on the uncover his feet. Well, at that particular time, to uncover someone's feet was to say that you were uncovering a part of them that was supposed to be personal. And some people say that the feet represented something else, but we're not going to go into details with that. But it meant that she was uncovering a part of him, and this meant that she was willing to submit to him, and that she wanted to protect Boaz, and she wanted him to become her husband. Now, when Boaz wakes up and in the middle of the night, and he sees her at his feet, and his feet is uncovered, he knew exactly what it was going to take place. And we don't have time to go into all of that today, but we will go into it tomorrow and finish up this series, and you will understand about covenant and the process that they went through to get to this place of having this covenant. And you have to understand that when God placed you in a covenant, whether it's a church, a relationship, a marriage, a friendship, a family, that covenant is priceless. And you need to value it, and you need to do what God says and honor it. Because when you do, God will honor you and bless you for your obedience. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thacker. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life. I pray that you've been blessed, encouraged, empowered, and you get another look at covenant and see it in a different light. Have a blessed day.